I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I'd like to start with an apology for my ignorance. Last time I said there were no treasure hunting reality shows on television. Well, there aren't any now, but I was unaware of a program that aired a few years ago on a few stations. 13 episodes of a show called Exploring History's Treasures were produced and aired, and they're still available to view for pay on the internet at exploringhistoriestreasures.com. The website also has a discussion area, but all that's there are hundreds of spam notes hawking pharmaceuticals. I watched the pilot episode and I felt it would appeal to American history buffs, but probably not treasure hunters. I enjoyed the first show, but there were no treasures found. There were two hunters who walked through some woods where houses had stood decades ago, but all they found were a broken spoon and some pieces of broken dinnerware and the like. They did a good job of explaining how they zeroed in on the sites they searched, which will undoubtedly be valuable for new treasure hunters, but there really wasn't any action to draw in outsiders who would watch for entertainment and excitement rather than education. Nobody ate bugs or got into a fight or stole someone's girlfriend, and everybody knows those are the things you need in a good reality show, right? So again, my apologies for not knowing about Exploring History's Treasures in my last show. Okay, last time I told you I had news about a reality TV show that will air this spring on the Spike TV network. Evidently, it's tied to American Digger magazine, a treasure magazine that's published in Georgia and concentrates mainly on hunting Civil War relics. Now, I don't want to get this wrong or misinterpret what they're going to do on this TV show, so I'll read you the press release word for word. Quote, "There is treasure buried in the backyards of everyday Americans, but they just don't know it, until now. American Digger follows former professional wrestler turned modern-day relic hunter Rick Savage as he and his team from American Savage target areas such as battlefields and historic sites in the hopes of striking it rich and capitalizing on unearthing and selling bits of American history. The only thing standing in their way are the homeowners themselves, who Savage must convince to allow them to dig up their property using high-tech ground-penetrating equipment and one very large bulldozer. What artifacts they find, they sell for a substantial profit, but not before negotiating a deal to divide the revenue with the property owners. The team from American Savage is comprised of Rick's wife Rita, a New Jersey native, their 25-year-old son Giuseppe, who is the muscle of the operation, and two artifact recovery experts, Rue Shoemate and Bob Buttafuso. Spike TV has ordered 13 half-hour episodes of this new show created and produced by Gurney Productions, who also do Auction Hunters." Unquote. And there you have it. Wow. Where to start? Did certain things jump out at you? What about that part that says they will target battlefields and historic sites? Are they nuts? Or maybe they're hoping to be arrested, because lots of cops make for good reality TV. And they hope to strike it rich? How many of you have struck it rich? Of course, how many of you dig with a bulldozer? Maybe that'll give them the edge in finding treasure. Bulldozers. And think about this. What would you do if a professional wrestler appeared at your door, complete with camera crew, to convince you to allow his group to dig up your backyard? And wouldn't you love to find Giuseppe, the muscle of the operation, right there on your porch? And when they say the homeowners are standing in their way, doesn't that sound like they're just itching for a fight? Yep, that makes good reality TV too. And what about negotiating a deal with the property owners? We real treasure hunters seldom do any negotiating. If the homeowner wants a cut, we either make an informal offer or just thank him for his time and go find another property. Of course, we're not pulling up in front of his house with a bulldozer either. Well, you've got to see it their way, I guess. The way we real treasure hunters hunt wouldn't make for very interesting TV now, would it? Pull tab after pull tab, spending a lot of time carefully filling and covering our holes, swinging, digging, pinpointing, swinging, pinpointing, digging, pull tabs, clad coins, bottle caps, wow, a silver dime, and then more, swinging, pinpointing, digging, pull tabs. Yeah, reality's really going to pull in the viewers and the advertisers. What I'm saying, of course, is that if it were real, nobody would watch it. They're going to have to add a lot of fake suspense and drama, maybe even some sex, if they want anyone to come back the second week, or even watch all of the first week's show. Will non-treasure hunters realize it's all a fake? I hope so. Thanks for listening, and for more articles on treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.